Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kennedy is actually out today. It's her. It's on her, man. It is on her. She's going to miss this deliciousness.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday. Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. Producer Dan, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
What you got?
We got to stop gatekeeping new Christmas music.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And we like a classic.
I'm over it, dude. So we decorated our Christmas tree Sunday night because it was December 1st. So I throw on like a YouTube playlist on the TV and just as we're decorating it to set the ambiance. And it's all just the same songs we've heard every year our entire lives from 65 years ago.
Yep.
And they're great. But it's stale. Like, the playlists are all the same.
There's a new song, Dan, from the 90s from Mariah Carey called All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's my next point. That's the last one we've let into, like, the classic lexicon, and that was 31 years ago. We got to let some new Christmas music into, like, our lives.
All right.
They release them every year.
We got to keep it short, Dan. Kennedy's not here.
I can talk as long as I want.
I'm going to say this out loud, and I say this with all the love in my heart, okay?
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way. But elderly drivers are the absolute worst. Okay?
Carson hates the elderly.
You are driving 45 miles an hour on 93 in the left hand, going to Thanksgiving dinner with your blinker on, and it is dangerous. It is dangerous for you. It is dangerous for me. Did you know that you don't have to get your driver's license checked but every 5 years, even if you're 80 years old? Do you know going from 80 to 85 years old, what that is in your lifespan and how your reaction time changes? I love you so much, but please drive Nana and Papa around. Quit making them drive when they're 85 years old.
A lot of them don't want to give up their independence.
I know it's a hard thing to say out loud, and I love you. I love grandparents, but please, for the love of God, let the kids drive you around.
Did you have an incident this week that spurned this?
It scared me. It really did. And when I passed them, I wanted to be so mad at them. And I looked at them and I just felt it's like sadness in my heart because they were the most adorable couple driving in the left lane 45 miles an hour on 93. And it was scary. I felt bad for them. Don't get mad at me. I love the elderly. Okay.
Kennedy said you had to be short.
Melissa from Westford, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
My hot take is that flavored seltzer is disgusting.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday.
I completely agree.
Everybody drinks it. Everyone drinks it. It's, you know, like even my teenage kids drink it, and it's, you know, because it's no calories. I would much rather give me a good old Coke with calories any day rather than have to choke down a seltzer water.
I'll take it one further.
What's that?
All seltzer is disgusting.
Oh my! What is
seltzer water? Sucks.
You guys hate America.
It's like let's take water and then make it make you burp. What is? Why are you putting carbonation in something that's natural and is 75% of the earth?
I love it so much. I can't get enough of it. There's normally three different brands in my refrigerator at all times.
Just drink water, you children.
And I feel like I'm the only one who doesn't like it because everybody around me drinks it and I don't understand.
Have you had Fresca, Melissa?
I have.
Fresca will change your mind. That is so delicious.
I just, yeah.
All stand right. on your hot take, Melissa.
All right. Thank you, Melissa, for that. We have Lisa from Quincy for Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Shorts, give them up.
What?
They look stupid. They don't look trendy. They don't look chic. You just look cold. And some wear sandals. Oh, no. So
you just mean because it's wintertime, stop wearing shorts or just in general?
Oh, no, they're fine for the summer.
Oh,
and
okay.
In the fall, maybe with some hot days. But not when it's cold. Yesterday, I saw three people with shorts on. One had sandals. No.
It's the most New England thing ever. Every kid that went to school here, there's always one kid at the bus stop in shorts and a hoodie when it was like 35 degrees.
And an iced regular.
No. And there's that guy who shovels in like basketball shorts and a Bruins jacket to show off his shamrock calf tattoo.
That's so good. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Let's see. Carson, elderly drivers of 55. No, I didn't say they were 55. I said they're 85. They were doing 55. They were doing 45, actually. On 93 South, Dan. Hot Take from the 617. Show is better when all three of you are together, but show is way better when Carson is out versus Kennedy. At least it doesn't go off the rails as much.
Well, that is true. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're doing the best we can here.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to come to your job and critique you later on today.
Yeah. It's just two people doing this whole thing. We're
hot take Tuesday, Dan. We suck.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Well, it's not a hot take to say we ride her coattails.
From the 978, Carson would like seltzer water. It's disgusting. All right, 617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have? We'll do more of that coming up next on Mix 104.
Call us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.